You haven't seen any of the TV shows, though.
This is like Spider-Man, bro.
Yeah, but you haven't seen the TV shows. Like, you haven't seen Falcon. You haven't seen Loki.
Because I don't have time for TV shows.
Oh, my God. Have you seen Hawkeye, at least? That's a Chris- it's a Christmas
why
one.
Why do you say at least? I feel like that's the one that a lot of people stopped watching at.
I don't know why I said at least.
It was one of my WandaVision? Favorites. Okay, that's so we so should
did you watch Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness?
Oh, I watched that.
Without seeing WandaVision?
Yeah.
Did it make zero sense?
No, it made sense. I know what WandaVision is. I just didn't watch it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't have the time for that. Psh.
Her character arc is still kind of rushed in that, even without the TV show. It kind of like takes the place the TV show ended at, and then it's like, actually, no, she is a villain. Sorry. <Yeah.
laughs> I didn't like that. I didn't like Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Like, the entire time watching it, I was very confused.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what is going on? Yeah. Why is this important?
I didn't like it. I remember there's that one part. The other stranger was like, are you happy? And I was like, whoa.
Let's not go into that. I remember walking out kind of disappointed a little bit.
I know, yeah.
Because I was like, what just happened? And Wanda.
On the plus side, we got America Chavez. True. Who's queer.
She like almost died.
I know. No, but she's setting up the Young Avengers, and I can't wait for that. Because I read the Young Avengers comics.
I don't like that they're replacing the original characters. I love it because
do you know how many queer characters are in the Young Avengers?
Oh my gosh. Well, I love that, but it's like, I don't like it. Like, I don't want new ones. I want them. Make them their own stuff
while the other stuff's going
but
on.
Like, but when they're like making it so blatantly obvious that they're replacing it, and I'm like, no, I like like they have so much potential not trying to follow in the other person's footsteps.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm really excited for the Spider-Man story now that no one knows him though, because it's gonna be more of like Spider-Man like from the comics.
Well, my thing is Thor gonna remember him because he wasn't on Earth?
Didn't he make it everyone in the universe?
I thought he made it on Earth.
I thought he made it like everyone.
Period. Oh,
I thought it was two. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I don't really remember. I haven't watched it. Yeah, hot
it's No Way Home. That's the last one, right?
Yeah. Wait. No.
I can't. The titles are so similar.
Oh, the last one. Spider-Man. Yes. I thought you had the like, most recent Marvel movie, and I was like, we just talked about one that came out after.
Like Wakanda.
Yeah, Wakanda Forever also just came out, which is really
what was
good.
After Homecoming.
Homecoming. And then,
Far From Home.
Far From Home, and then No Way Home. It's like I can't remember. I can't differentiate, bro.
Yeah.
It's all home. It's like
the next one is.
I remember
No Home.
The Romeo and Juliet Sherlock Gnomes are like Spider-Man Gnome Coming, yeah. And I was like, that was the funniest joke I heard all year.
Gosh, we watched a clip of Romeo and Juliet in class.
That was my favorite version of Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
I remember like there was this one song from the soundtrack, and I saw it, and I was like, Elton John sang a song for Romeo and Juliet.
Wait, he did?
Yeah, hello, my, what have we here?
Really?
It's like Elton John. I was like, that's Elton John. He sang a song for garden gnomes.
We were watching a bunch of different like versions of Romeo. I almost said Romeo. Romeo and Juliet, like the balcony scene, which by the way is very creepy.
Yeah, I haven't really watched this.
Yeah, well, and in English class, we were doing this, and there was a bunch of different ones, and then one of them was Romeo and Juliet, and I noticed that, like, even though she doesn't say the line, like, a rose by any name will smell just as sweet, she's holding a rose the whole time. She's giving basically the same thing, just with other examples, and I was like, oh, I would have never noticed that when I was a kid.
I thought Romeo and Juliet was actually such a great movie, though.
It was
so funny. I remember...
Oh, and Sherlock Gnomes.
There was this one scene where, like, the little short gnome tries to buy, like... What are those grass cutter things? A lawnmower? And it's, like, really dramatic.
Y'all should do this for one of the podcasts.
Wait, you've never seen Romeo and Juliet?
You haven't?
No.
Oh, well, my God, we're rewatching Romeo and Juliet.
There was this one scene, and he, like, goes online to some shopping site, and he buys this lawnmower, and it's got flames on it. He's like, buy your lawnmowers. And then there's flames all over the screen. It's like, it's so cool. It cuts your grass. And I was like, whoa, is that how online shopping works? Because I was, like, 7, and that's what I thought Amazon was like. I thought Amazon would be like, buy your lawnmowers.
Get your lawnmowers here today.
I thought it would be like that. So, like... Romeo and Juliet put this picture in my head.
Guys, if we did ad reads, we'd be so good at it.
She's like,
buy your lawnmowers from Satan today.
Do you want a sick monster truck? It's got big wheels.
Come on, Ella, join in.
It's got orange flames.
It's got...
You'll be the manliest man in town.
Yeah.
Manliest man to ever man, actually.